Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi
e Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we are back with another episode of This Week in Skating, but it's just Gina and I that are here because Matteo, as you'll hear later in the episode, was at the Road to 26 trophy in Italy, and he is not home yet, so we're not able to connect with him. So Gina and I are going to be bringing you the news and other updates from the week. It'll be just like the old days, but yes. I'm sure we're going to miss Matteo.
Yes, you still get to hear him for a little bit talking about the Road to 26, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say about it, because we really didn't get to see too much of it unless you were watching a stream from Golden Skate. They were doing some streaming, so I want to hear his take on it, especially since that's the venue 1 year from now where the Olympics is taking place, so can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Absolutely. And we have a pretty packed agenda for this week's episode. There's a lot of little tidbits and news plus events going on. So we are going to kick right into it with the first item under general skating news. So this last week on February 18th, the Team USA ice dancer Jeffrey Chen was temporarily suspended by the U.S. Center for Safe Sport for allegations of misconduct. We'll have links to the information in our show notes. In their first season together, Jeffrey with his partner Annabelle Moroza finished 10th at the U.S. Championships in January. As usual with these safe sport cases, we will deliver information as it becomes available. If it is confirmed, we will bring it to you. So stay tuned for that. Hundreds gathered at the Fred Rust Arena on Saturday morning, this past Saturday on February 22nd, to pay final respects to five members of the University of Delaware ice skating community who died in the plane crash last month. Alexander Kirsanov, as well as skaters Sean Kay and Angela Yang, and the moms Julia Kay and Lily Lee, were among 67 people who were killed January 29th when a commercial airliner collided with a military helicopter while on approach to Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. At the arena Saturday, five caskets were placed on the ice. Family members, friends, and community members filed by them as a large screen displayed photos and videos of those lost. There's more information and there are some photos, and they were part of a Newark Post online article, so we'll share that as well.
Well, the Legacy on Ice show is March 2nd, and it will be live streamed on Peacock and will also be live streamed on the U.S. Figure Skating YouTube channel for viewers outside the U.S. And just today, the day we're recording this, more names have been added as part of the show. There are a lot of people participating. Jeremy Abbott, Brian Boitano, he was already announced, Emily Brady and Ian Somerville, Jason Brown, Ashley Kane, Christina Carriera and Anthony Pomarenko, Kitty and Peter Carruthers, Molly Sesnick and Yegor Yegorov, Nathan Chen, Maddie and Evan, which we had already heard, Richard Dwyer, Alicia Efimova and Mitra Mishrafanov, Sarah Everhart, Peggy Fleming, Amber Glenn, Gracie Gold, Scott Hamilton, Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea, Nancy Kerrigan, Isabeau Levito, Alyssa Liu, Jimmy Ma, Ilya Malinin, Katie McBeath and Daniel Parkman, Yeben Mok, Camden Polkinen, Andrew Torgashev, Michael Weiss, Johnny Weir, Paul Wiley, and Christy Yamaguchi. It is quite the list of skaters participating. Not sure how they're actually participating, but Again, it will be live streamed on March 2nd at 3 o'clock. I will be there. I'm looking forward to being there and looking forward to seeing this show and paying tribute to our skating community in this way. And so I look forward to sharing about the show with you all next week when I come back.
There are also a number of upcoming shows to benefit the U.S. Figure Skating Family Support Fund, including the Wissahickon Skating Club in Philadelphia. They're sponsoring a show, Skate from the Heart, on March 8th to honor and support the families of the victims of Flight 5342. Performances at the show include Emmanuel Savory, Caroline and Brendan Mullen, and family members of some of the victims. DuPage Figure Skating Club will hold the Flight 5342 Memorial Skating Performance at the Wilmette Centennial Ice Rinks on March 8th. The show will feature performances by national-level skaters, national development camp athletes, and special guest commentator Chris Howarth. The Detroit Skating Club is hosting Skate for Flight 5342 on March 1st. Performances include international, national, and national development team skaters and medalists from the Detroit Skating Club, as well as other local and national rinks. As I mentioned earlier, we will link the ticket information in our show notes.
Well, Ilya Malinin is a semifinalist for the 95th AAU Sullivan Awards. Voting through this round closes on Tuesday, February 25th at 11:59 p.m. Caitlin Clark has won the award the last 2 years. The last figure skater to win this award was Evan Lysacek in 2010. In total, four skaters have won, including Dick Button in 1949 and Michelle Kwan in 2001 and Sarah Hughes in 2002.
Skate Canada announced its 2025 Hall of Fame class that includes Patrick Chan, Megan DeHamel and Eric Radford, Lyndon Johnston, Caitlin Osman, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, Cynthia and Jan Olmark, and Dr. Jane Morin.
Well, Skate Canada announced the passing of Hall of Famer Ann Shelter. A respected figure in the figure skating community, Ann has made invaluable contributions to synchronized skating. As a coach and choreographer, she was instrumental in the success of Canada's first ever gold medal winning team at the World Synchronized Skating Championships and in the artistic evolution of the sport. Her passion and creativity and dedication have left a lasting mark on generations of skaters.
We have some updates to the world's rosters for two countries. France has announced its team of athletes that will compete in Boston. For the men, it's Kevin Amos and Adam Siawimfa. For women, Laureen Schild, pairs Camille Kovalev and Pavel Kovalev. And in dance, Louisia Demaget and Theo Lemercier, and Evgenia Lopareva and Jeffrey Brisson. Also, Ukraine has announced its athletes for the upcoming World Championships. Kirilo Marsak will compete in the men's event, the women's event, Anastasia Gozva. In pairs, Sofia Holochenko and Artem Derensky. And in dance, Zoe Larson and Andriy Kaprin.
Well, Skate Canada also announced that Roman Sadovsky has officially secured his spot for the World Championships after his performances at Four Continents this past week. So they're already announced their women in their pairs and their dance. They were just waiting for their men, and Roman has now secured that spot.
The Ice Theater of New York announced that its 40th anniversary benefit gala and performance is Monday, May 5th, and that their Lifetime Achievement Award honoree is Scott Hamilton.
Alyssa Liu has been added to the cast list for the U.S. tour of Stars on Ice. She joins Ilya Malinin, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Levito, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Elvis Stoiko, Keegan Messing, Jason Brown, and Sotoko Miyahara. The six-city tour starts May 16th in Seattle, Washington.
Well, moving on to event results and coverage. Wow, we had Four Continents.
Yeah, much later for me this year than normal. I'm just like, I would have thought by now we would have had Four Continents. And it just is now we're, now Four Continents. This week is Junior Worlds.
Yeah, back to back.
everything's on top of each other right now.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, one thing of note before we jump into talking about the competition, a few athletes had to withdraw from the gala due to illness, including Piper Gillis, Maxime Deschamps, and Kazuki Tomono. And Piper also missed the small medal ceremony for the free dance. I hope they're feeling better soon, because we're just a few weeks away from Worlds.
I know. I saw that and I was like, oh no. Hope, you know, nobody else gets sick and everybody makes a quick recovery and is back feeling better and on the ice training for Worlds. I also, before we go into everything else, I was seeing last night photos from the banquet, and yesterday was Evan Bates' birthday. And if I don't know if anybody saw the cake they had for Evan Bates with Madison and Evan on the cake, but I thought that was a really cool cake. I was one that liked those shows like Cake Boss with all those extravagant cakes. And so this was really cute. I was wondering who made it and if any of the skaters got to really eat it or if it was just for a presentation, but it was kind of cool. So I wanted to mention that too. Well, we'll start with the men. The men were menning for sure in the short program. I did not expect that we were going to have those top three. We had Mikhail Shuradov was the leader with Jimmy Ma in second and Kazuki Tomono in third. And Mikhail held on to the top spot, and his victory took place 10 years after the late Dennis Ten won the same event in the same rink. So he took home the gold, and that was I didn't even realize that Dennis Ten won it, you know, 10 years ago in that same rink. So that was a kind of a neat thing there. Home crowd favorite, Junhua Cha, who was in fourth after the short program, climbed up to claim the silver medal, his third Four Continents medal. He has one in every color now. He won gold in 2022, bronze last season. He had a disappointing short, but I was glad to see him pull up to get a medal and do it in front of home crowd. For me, Jimmy Ma, seeing him claim his first major international medal was a highlight. Watching Jimmy, sometimes it's so frustrating because he has a really good short program most of the time, and then he just can't, you know, produce a good free skate, and he ends up losing his placement. Happened at Nationals this year. He did not medal. So I was glad he was able to do it at Four Continents. And then, you know, after winning bronze, Jimmy was photographed holding the photos of the six members of the Skating Club of Boston community who died in the crash of Flight 5342. He held them in the kiss and cry as well with his coach. And so I was really glad that he, you know, won this medal too, because I, you know, it's been a tough month for them, especially since, you know, they trained with these skaters that we lost. And so I was really glad for Jimmy. You know, I've watched Jimmy for so long, and I'm so happy he finally has that international medal that he's been going after. I mean, he's been wanting everything that he's, and so I'm glad for him. But yeah, so that would, for me, were the men event. It was definitely not what I was expecting after that short program, and but then we did see some changes in the free skate.
Well, Mikhail Shagdarov has been coming on this season. He's really been getting some great results, so I was not super surprised to see him on top of the podium.
No, not him. The others, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I wanted to see Jimmy up there, but I don't know if I thought Jimmy would have been up there. And Kazuki Tomono, I was thinking Kao Mira might have been up there. And he was close, but did not medal. And Junhua Cha, I was like, okay, Junhua Cha, you know, to have him medal in front of a home crowd. He did. I mean, but, you know, his short was, he was in fourth. And so, but yeah. Definitely that men were menning was the I would say, for the whole men's event for sure.
Well, in the women's event, Chaeyoung Kim, who led after the show program, used the home crowd advantage to win gold. It's her second gold in 2 weeks, as she won the Asian Games just last week. Brady Tennell had one of her best free skates in quite some time to move up from fifth after the short program to claim her second Four Continents medal, a silver. She won bronze in 2020. Sarah Everhart, who was third after the short program, won her first Four Continents medal, a bronze. It's the sixth time the U.S. has sent two women to the podium at Four Continents, and the first time since Ashley Wagner and Caroline Zhang did it in 2012. Alyssa Liu finished just off the podium in fourth place. If three U.S. women had swept the podium, it would have been a history-making podium, as the U.S. women have never swept the podium at Four Continents.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I wanted to go and find out that fact, if we had ever, the U.S. women had ever swept the podium, and they had it. But I was very impressed with our U.S. women and how well they did at this event. You know, it's really like showing how strong we have our U.S. women right now. And so, yeah, congrats to everyone in Chaeyoung Kim for winning the gold at home. Well, the pairs had some surprises in the short program, as Deanna Stiletto-Dudek and Maxime Deschamps sat in fourth place behind fellow Canadians Leah Pereira and Trent Mashaw, who were in third by, and then so the margin was 0.13 points. Riku Mura and Ryuichi Kiara were the leaders, with Ellie Kam and Danny O'Shea in second. Now, Riku and Ryuichi were able to claim the gold medal. That's their second Four Continents gold medal. And Deanna and Max did come back in the free skate to claim the silver medal. Leah and Trent held on to the bronze medal position and won their first Four Continents medal. Ellie and Danny dropped to fourth overall. They had two falls in the free skate. It was one of those, sort of kind of reminded me of the U.S. Championships. They just had a kind of a rough free skate there. Alicia Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov skated well in the short program, but they had some trouble with the side-by-side jumps in the free skate, and so they finished fifth overall. I have to point out the amazing speed of Naoka and Moriguchi of Japan. Even in the pairs lifts, they're flying across that rink. Oh my gosh, definitely a team to continue to watch out for, but yeah, the speed of that team, oh my God, it's crazy. It made me nervous at some points. I was like, oh, don't drop her. You're going so fast. Slow down. But yeah, they're incredible, and a team definitely to keep your eyes out for.
Well, in the dance event, we had a little bit of a shakeup at the top of the podium. Right from the rhythm dance, Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier of Canada took the lead by about 1 point over Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. It was kind of in the tech department where that most of that came from. And the year of upsets continued, with Gillis and Poirier taking gold. They did win the event last year, but Chalk and Bates were not in attendance at that competition. Marjorie Lajoie and Zachary Laga had an error in the twizzles in the free dance, but were able to capture the bronze. I have to think that it's likely the last Four Continents for Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier and Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. As next year, Four Continents is usually way too close to the Olympics. I'm thinking this was their last one. I wasn't really thinking about it until, I think, Gina, you mentioned it to me, and I was like, wow, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I don't know why, but when I was watching them, I was like, oh. You know, this is probably their last Four Continents, unless, you know, they decide they want to keep skating after 2026. But, you know, we won't see them next year, especially with the Olympics, because it's really always close. But yeah, kind of an end of an era. These teams have been in Four Continents for a long time.
Definitely. I wanted to point out, in fourth place, Christina Carrera and Anthony Ponomarenko of the U.S. And in fifth, Emilia Zingis and Vadim Kalesnik of the U.S. So there's a lot of strength in ice dance for the U.S. and Canada.
That final group was US-Canada.
Well, we have reached the portion of the episode where we're going to mention that Mateo recorded a special message about the Road to 26 Olympic test event. So we're going to go ahead and play that for you now.
Hi, I am not able to record with Daphne and Gina, and I look forward to be reunited with them next week. But the reason why I'm not recording with them is that I'm currently in Milan visiting family. And while I'm here, I had a chance last week to attend the Road to 26 Trophy, which is the Olympic test cage that took place at the Forum in Assago. Forum is going to be the venue hosting the figure skating events during the Milano Cortina Winter Olympic Games that are now just less than a year away. The Forum is quite a well-known venue in Milan, having been there since 1990. I personally remember going there when younger, enjoying some recreational skating in a permanent rink that is used for practice. The venue is actually not new to figure skating. In fact, it hosted the 2018 World Championships, which was also the championships after the Olympic Games in Pyeongchang. So if you want to have a feel of what the venue will look like, just search for 2018 World videos and you will have an idea of what to expect next year. Now, if you saw any photos or videos from last week, you might have been thinking the venue doesn't look too big. But actually, there was a big black curtain that was covering some of the rows there. Worry not, the venue's got a capacity of 12,000 or even more, and I cannot wait to see it full of people and ready to show the five rings and all the Olympic branding all around. Now, the Road 26 Trophy comprised of speed skating and figure skating competitions, one after the other. Both were considered test skates because their function was to help the organizers to almost run a simulation of the competitions and see how they work and what needs to be adapted and refined in preparation for the big event next year. Even us media could have a preview of what to expect, so we could see the media zone, the press conference area, which I think is probably going to be slightly adapted during the games, but journalists and photographers there will see soon. And we could see the mix zone as well, which at big events like this is split. So you have one side for TV and the other side for written media. And that is right next to the entrance athletes. So I suppose that that's not going to change too much, but it was very good to have a feel of what to expect from a media perspective next year. Going back to the arena, so during the event last week, the audience was sitting on the opposite side of the judges. However, on the side of the judges, it was us media sitting there, and there were quite a lot of skaters because it was either skaters that were not competing at that moment in time and they were watching the other ones competing, or skaters from different training groups there in Milan, including, for instance, the school from Barbara Fusarpoli that trains exactly the Forum, or Luca Lanotte School. So it was very nice to see all of them, but what's even more remarkable is the amount of support that they gave to each one of the skaters that was competing in front of them. That's something that was absolutely outstanding, and I really enjoyed seeing how much they were cheering, encouraging, and celebrating each one of the skaters out there on the ice. Now, looking at the results, starting with the men, Kevin Amos of France won the event. He was feeling extremely happy about the result. He changed his short program, reversing back to the one he had last year, as he wanted to have something more appropriate after the plane crash that affected our skating community. But also, he thought that the program being about transgender people is very relevant, and he wants to skate on that given the current times that we're living in. The silver medal went to Nicolai Memel of Italy, who lost his lead from the short program, but still skating the second best free. And in third place and moving up the place was Sota Yamamoto of Japan. In the women's, the new European champion Nina Petrokina of Estonia won the event. She skated a fantastic clean free and moved all the way up from fifth place in the short. She was followed by Isabel Levitz of the USA in second place and Lara Naki-Gutman in third, losing her lead from first in the short program. In the pairs, Rebecca Ghilardi and Filippo Ambrosini won the event. Even if they didn't skate probably the free program that they were hoping to skate, but still happy to have won the event and try the ice they're hoping to go back to next year. They were followed by Katie McBeath and Daniel Parkman of the United States in second place, and Sofia Holichenko and Artem Darensky in third place. In ice dance, Julia Turkila and Mattia Versuys of Finland, which were the only ice dance team to have been to a Olympic to the Olympic Games before, won with a confident margin. It's interesting because they shared that these were the first free run through since the Europeans. So well done for the to them for being able to pull out a good program and still win the event. In second place, they had Caroline Green and Michael Parsons from the United States. And in third place, Jennifer Janssen van Rensburg and Benjamin Steffen of Germany. Now, before I head everything back to Daphne and Gina, I want to share some tips for those that are thinking of going to Milan next year. So the forum is quite well connected. It's got a tube stop right in front of it and roads allowing for easy access to the area. However, if you're driving, be mindful that traffic can be quite a nightmare there. So plan your journey well in advance and make sure that you understand how to move around the area and where to park. And bear in mind, there is quite plenty of parking over there. The venue's got quite a lot of bars and restaurants, so I suppose that that's not going to be a problem. But if someone wants something more, there is a shopping center right next on the other side of the road, which can be reached within 10-15 minutes walking distance from the venue. So that also has a supermarket and anyone can go there and buy whatever is needed during the event. And this time of the year, the weather is not going to be extremely cold, but Milan is quite humid. So right now I'm here and it's exactly 1 year away from next year. The temperatures are around 10 degrees Celsius. It's quite humid, which is something typical. But I suppose you got to expect that if the sunshine comes out, then the day is going to be really nice. But at night, I would expect to be a little cold and, as I said, quite humid. So make sure you got enough to have layers, I would say, so you can have less on if it's too hot or more on if you feel cold.
Thank you so much, Matteo, for giving us that insight into that competition and also the venue and area updates, because I know a bunch of people that are going either in the media or not in the media. So I'm really, you know, excited that we can get that info out to them. And I'm sure once you get back, we can have a much longer conversation as we start to get closer to the games. Because we have our expert.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that little behind the scenes, Matteo. That was great. A little more than just hearing who won the event, which I knew who won the event. So it was nice to hear little things about what's around that area. It's very exciting because we're less than a year away now. I think the games would have already ended by this point next year. So, it's going to come by really quickly.
It is.
Just like everything does. Well, we did have a couple more competitions. One competition was a Synchro Lumineer Cup. Canada took gold and silver with Team Nova Senior and Nexus finishing in the top two spots on the podium. The bronze went to Starlight Elite from Switzerland. The results for the junior and advanced novice will be in our show notes, along with the results for Bellevue Memorial. Those will be in our show notes as well.
And we are moving on to upcoming events for the week. We've got a couple of events, not tons, but a couple. We're going to kick it off, though, talking about the World Junior Championships that will be taking place in Debrecen, Hungary. Gina, kick it off with the men.
So definitely names to watch out for are the names who did really well last year at the Junior Worlds, the skaters that did really well at the Junior Grand Prix Final. So for the men, definitely keep your eyes out for Jacob Sanchez of the United States with Minkyu So of Korea, Ryo Nakata and Senya Takahashi of Japan, Yang Hao Lee of New Zealand, Lucas Velkliff and Adam Hagera of Slovakia. Those are the ones that I think are going to be the ones fighting for the podium. So it should be a really good men's event. In the women's event, Mao Shimada is looking for her third junior world title, which is kind of unusual because most of the time, once you win that junior world title, you move on to senior, and she's just so young, she still can't move on to senior with that age change. So she's looking for number three in Hungary this week. But there's also Jia Shin of Korea, Kao Yuriko Wada and Ami Nakai of Japan, Yahan Wang of China, Stefania Glocki of France, Elise Lynn Gracie, and Sophie Jolene Van Felten of the United States. So definitely a number of skaters who could be on the podium in the women's event in Hungary.
Well, in the pairs event, the Georgians, Anastasia Metelkina and Luka Brulova, have decided to go back to Junior Worlds because they're still age eligible. But they also just competed in the European Championships where they won a medal. And they're going to the World Championships. Also, the Chinese team, Jixuan Sheng and Yihan Huang, who won the Junior Grand Prix Final, they will be at the competition, as well as two teams from the U.S. that you should look out for, Olivia Flores and Luke Wang, and Naomi Williams and Lachlan Luer. They were both on the podium last year at the competition. Canadians are sending three strong teams, including Ava Kemp and Yonatan Elazarov, and Jasmine DeRoche and Kieran Thrasher. Their other team, Martina Ariano Kent and Charlie La Liberté Laurent. This is only the second international of the season for them. They were out with injuries, so they missed the JGP series. So that's who you can look out for in pairs. In dance, there are so many teams, and dance, there are so many variables. But looking at the podium from the Junior Grand Prix Final, we have all three of those teams here. Noemi Maria Talley, Noah Lafanar of Italy, as well as Katerina Wolf-Kostin, Dmitry Serevsky of the U.S., and Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky of Germany. Irina Pegaina and Artem Koval of Ukraine will be there, as well as Chloe Nguyen and Brendan Zhang of Canada. France is sending a couple of really strong teams, including Ambre Perrier-Giannassini and Samuel Blanc-Klaperman, and Selena Fragi and Jean-Hans Furneaux. And the U.S. will be represented by Caroline Mullen and Brendan Mullen, as well as Hannah Maria Aboyan and Danielle Veselukin. So the dance event is pretty packed, and those, I think, are the major players. If mistakes get made, teams will capitalize. So it's going to be a really exciting competition.
Yeah. Well, we also have the U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships taking place in Colorado Springs. 90 teams are competing in senior combined, junior novice, collegiate, intermediate, juvenile, adult, and masters. Now, this is the first season of senior combined, which senior combined is both senior and senior elite 12 teams. The Haydenettes are looking for their 15th straight gold medal, their 32nd U.S. title overall. That's just so incredible. Teams elite will look to defend their title in the junior event. Now, they've already been named to Junior Worlds with the Skyliners. And Miami University aims to take their 23rd U.S. gold medal in the collegiate level. U.S. Synchros will be streamed on Peacock as well as YouTube. We'll put that information in our show notes in case you want to check it out. I know I'm going to be watching in between watching Junior Worlds and also trying to get down to D.C. So it's going to be a busy week for me with skating, but I'm going to try to watch as much as I can.
Well, the last thing, Ice Dance International has a tour that's beginning on February 28th in Dover, Foxcroft, Maine. It's going to run through March 24th and ends in Phoenix, Arizona. There are 14 cities, and something really cool is happening. Gabriella Papadakis will be skating a solo and participating in all of the shows, and this is her first time with Ice Dance International.
Yoon Soon Lim announced in an Instagram story that she is retiring from skating, and she retired after her appearance at the Four Continents Gala this week, so we wish her all of the best in her future endeavors.
The Philippine Skating Union posted photos of Maya and Alex Chipitani teaching a skating clinic at the SM Skating Mall of Asia.
Well, Maximiliano Fernandez has started a new YouTube channel and has a vlog. And this vlog episode is about his returning to the ice after his surgery. So I'm glad we got a little update on how he's doing. And I'm sure we'll have more updates coming from him and Valentina.
All week we've been getting Little Worlds updates. The Skating Club of Boston posted the sweepers for the 2025 World Championships, including pictures in their little sweeper costumes, so that was cute. Also, our good friend Jackie Wong posted the official ice cream flavor for the World Championships. It is blue cake batter ice cream with marshmallow swirl, and it's from a local ice cream shop called JP Licks. I told Gina when we were getting ready to record, I think I need to try this.
I do too. I love ice cream. And I will eat ice cream even in a cold rink. Mm-hmm. I was known for carrying ice cream out of the dining hall on a cold winter day to take it to my night class when I was in college. So it doesn't faze me to have ice cream in a cold rink. So yeah, I definitely have to try this. I don't know if it'll actually be in the arena. We may have to go and travel to find it.
I think we can do that. We have a number of articles to share this week. The links will be in our show notes. One that we're going to point out is Ice Dance International's tour. And the article reveals that Gabriella Papadakis and Alyssa Cisney will be doing a duet to Spiegel, I'm Spiegel. And I think I remember this program, and I could be wrong, but I think Carly Donwick and Aaron Reed skated this program before. And so I'm really interested to see that Gabriella and Alyssa are going to do it this year.
Yeah, I feel like I remember seeing that. So that's really cool.
I think I was lucky enough to go to one of the rehearsals for IDI because it used to be based mostly in Portland, Maine, or in the southern Maine area. So I was able to get there. And I remember watching them rehearse that number. Well, you know, we like to end our episode by shining a lens on what's going on at our respective websites. Mateo is not here to tell you to check out our swag page or to join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes. Over at IDC, I have photos from Four Continents and the Road to 26. I have a recap of Four Continents. And I also have, I haven't promoted it yet, but I have photos from Skate Canada Challenge that took place in November. We're catching up on some older photos that we haven't been able to get online yet. And so there are photos from that competition that I've added. So, Gina, what's happening at FSO?
Well, over at FSO, I have photos for Four Continents. I have a few more to still add, as well as Scott did all of his recaps from Seoul, South Korea there. He was there at the event, so those have been posted. I also have photos from the Road to 26 event, so those are there. And my article with Naomi Williams and Lachlan Luer will be up by the time you hear this podcast. Just a pre-Junior Worlds chat with them. So yeah, busy over at FSO, just like you are over at IDC.
Yes, we're on the home stretch, though. We only have a couple of competitions left. Next week, we'll have Mateo back, and we'll be discussing the 2025 World Junior Championships and any other news that may come up during the week. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.